31. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, after this manner, therefore, say you, Our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. And he said to them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go to him at midnight, and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him? And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And I say to you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what father is there of any of you, whom, if his son shall ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good things, or the Holy Spirit, to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. No man, when he has lighted a candle, puts it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is single, your whole body shall also be full of light. But when your eye is evil, your whole body shall also be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you be not darkness. If your whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light as when the bright shining of a candle does give you light. And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him. And he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the Lord said to him, Now do you, Pharisee, make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. You fools, did not he that made that which is outside make that which is within also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, and behold, all things are clean to you. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are as graves which appear not, and the men which walk over them are not aware of them. Then answered one of the lawyers and said to him, Master, thus saying, you reproach us also. And he said, Woe to you also, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in you hindered. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently, and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying in wait for him, and seeking to catch something out of his mouth, that they might accuse him.